Well, in Muslim Christian ministry conversations, in this topic, we learn how to listen well in Muslim Christian ministry conversations. Islam is one of the world's major religions, and many Christian leaders will meet Muslim neighbors, co-workers, patients, students, family members, or community members. Some conversations may happen in hospitals, schools, workplaces, weddings, funerals, chaplaincy settings, coaching conversations, or local ministry outreach. A Christian leader should enter these conversations with humility, clarity, and respect. Muslims are not a project. They are image bearers. They have families, histories, cultures, hopes, griefs, fears, and spiritual commitments. Some are devout, some are cultural Muslims, some are curious about Christianity, some have never had a meaningful conversation with a Christian, some may have experienced prejudice or fear, some may carry strong objections to Christian teaching. So begin by listening. Islam means submission. A Muslim is one who submits to God. Muslims commonly speak of Allah, the Quran, Muhammad as prophet, prayer, fasting, charity, community, judgment, and obedience. Many Muslims deeply value reverence, modesty, family, hospitality, and disciplined prayer. A wise Christian leader does not begin by stereotyping. Do not assume every Muslim believes or practices in the same way. Do not assume ethnicity tells you someone's faith. Do not assume a Muslim person wants to debate. Do not assume they are hostile. Do not assume they understand Christianity accurately. Instead, ask respectful questions. What has your faith meant to you? Are there prayer practices that are important to you right now? How do you understand God's mercy? What do you believe God requires of us? In your tradition, how is Jesus understood? Those questions open doors, but listening well does not mean hiding Christian conviction. Christianity and Islam have serious differences. Christians confess Jesus as the Son of God, the Word made flesh, crucified and risen. Muslims generally honor Jesus as a prophet, but do not confess him as God the Son or Savior through the cross and resurrection. That difference matters. Still, the Christian leader must speak without contempt. Faithful witness is not mockery. It is not fear. It is not pressure. It is truthful presence. In a hospital room, the wisest response may be practical care and permission-based prayer. In a coaching conversation, it may be a careful question. In a pastoral conversation with a seeker, it may be a fuller explanation of Jesus. The goal is not to win a religious argument. The goal is to listen deeply, honor dignity, understand the person's spiritual map, and bear witness to Christ with humility and courage.